Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound?
And welcome to Mega News Nation on this Tuesday night. And I tell you what, the weather up here is psycho. It doesn't know if it wants to be warm or cold. So, but anyhow, we got a lot of things we're going to talk about. We got Hurricane Ann back on the show. And Virgil's here with us tonight. Russell's kind of late calling in, but he'll be calling here a little bit. But meanwhile, hey guys, how's it going?
So far, so good, I guess.
I know. Hi, Virgil. It's been too quiet. But I don't know, man. I'm starting to see that maybe military action might be getting ready to take place. I talked with Carmelita earlier, and I think that's probably what might happen if Barr's not doing his job. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Am I on mute?
Nope, you're unmuted.
Okay.
Was,
hi, everybody. I don't know if y'all could hear me well, too.
So, but, hi, you Virgil. Know. But, yeah, it
so,
is. So, what do you think about all this, Anna? I mean, the quietness.
Well, I was looking at this today. I noticed that this Christopher Krebs, the director of the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency was fired, and you know, and it also had that Brian Ware that was fired last week, the top cybersecurity official at the Homeland Security. So
right.
You know, he's fired all these people, and I got a list in front of me. I didn't know if some of the listeners had knew about him, but in the last week, but it's Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, was fired. James Anderson, the Pentagon acting policy chief. Joseph Kernan, the Undersecretary for Intelligence, Jennifer Stewart, Esper's former Chief of Staff, Mark Toom, Deputy Chief of Staff to the Undersecretary of the Defense for Policy, Brian Ware, the top cybersecurity official at Department of Homeland Security's DHS Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CIS, Valerie Boyd, DHS Assistant Secretary for Internal Affairs, and Alexis Rose, Deputy Chief of Staff to the Secretary of Defense. So then this is going on this last week, and then yesterday there was an unprecedented amount of military aircraft in the air. It was over 1,100, and today was even more, over 1,200 military aircraft in the air. And a special guy who's an expert in it, and special ops and military, follows all the planes, said that he has never seen that much activity ever in his life.
And the
point what do you think is going on?
The point to be made on what Hurricane just said is that that does not happen. I don't even, not even in training exercises.
Exactly.
Do you have that amount of aircraft in the air? All right? Because if you've got that many aircraft in the air, you've got next to nothing sitting on the ground ready to move in case of an attack. That is very, very abnormal. And today, Dan was talking about DHS and stuff like that. Trump canned those guys' asses. Director of Homeland Security and two or three others. He gave the boot today.
Right. Well,
Did y'all notice too that we say cybersecurity and infrastructure, and it's listed in the executive order that I was telling y'all about last night from 2018 about election interference from foreign people and people here. And it specifically lists the voting machines as a national infrastructure, okay? So when I was looking at this, and getting fired today, I noticed it said Homeland Security. I always just say Homeland Security, right? But it's Homeland Security, cybersecurity, so that's online, and infrastructure. That's the voting machines also. So I think that's extremely telling, okay? Because that executive order lists that specifically.
Well, and you got to, I mean, you got to understand, Sidney Powell is just a pit bull, and she's a fighter, and all this stuff come up, these anomalies, more and more people are coming out talking about it. They found thousands of more votes in Georgia that just happened to be for our president.
Right.
There's, I forget which county was in Michigan. Their commission deadlocked on the vote to certify the count.
Yeah, I saw that.
These people are very afraid right now, okay? Because this is fixing to come through. Of course, Ukraine indicted Biden, but that's not going to hold any water over here. But you're not going to hear a word of that from any of that. You've got all that corruption. And I don't know what's happening, what's going on behind the scenes. I have no idea. I know Barr is just missing in action on this, and I strongly have my doubts about that, man. I really, really do. And I don't know, but we have all the evidence that the American people need to see, but they're not seeing it through any of the Main Street media outlets. So
right.
To the vast majority of America, none of this has happened. Or what they're hearing from CNN and ABC and Fox is that, oh, this is just a bunch of tinfoil hat stuff. So the mainstream media is working overtime to keep the American people brainwashed.
Right, and, you know,
yeah.
And also... Well, with this Dominion report coming out, I saw there was a little bit that came out. And what was scary was they'd mentioned the COVID-19 pandemic, the plans and everything with the numbers and stuff going way out of proportion when it shouldn't, when it's not actually going out of proportion. That was in this server and everything. So they're going to bring this whole thing down once it happens. Now, what I did hear today, I don't know if you guys heard it, but it was all over the news, is that Trump was wanting to know from his advisors, military advisors, to possibly strike Iran's nuclear plant. That was brought to attention today. So I'm wondering if that's what the military is getting good for. What do you think, Russell?
I'm sorry.
You kind of cut out on me, too. I only caught about half of that.
Oh, did you? Sorry about that. Well, what I heard today on the news was that Trump, a military advisor, he had asked him about a possible strike on Iran's nuclear plants today. And I'm wondering if that's what the military is getting geared up for. What do you think?
Actually, that was last week that he asked for options on it, but he took no action. But that was last week, and he did ask for options on hitting Iran.
Mm-hmm. Not hitting China, because they're having some really big skirmishes in the South China Sea, and it's gotten really heated with America getting very aggressive with China. So this has been going down the last few days.
Right.
Really hard. So,
well, and that has been going on for a little bit, and actually, it's China who's been very aggressive, and it's just like the last, I want to say, maybe a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, that Trump took the gloves off and said, all right, they want to play games, play with them. So it's been real touch and go over there. It really has. And see, I don't think most people understand that a lot of this, in China's hatred of Trump, comes from him saying, y'all aren't robbing the American people anymore, because as we know now, confirmed, they had our politicians bought, and they were literally racing us to death to support their economy. Well, right now, their economy is shaky. And at this point in time, they need us. We don't need them. And I'll tell you what, when you back a country like that into a corner, they're going to do something stupid. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, any bad light on our president. It needed to be done. But they have gotten away with it so long, they just figured that's how it's supposed to work.
Exactly. And, you know, and with China sitting at our northern border, just get ready to come in and everything. You know, Trump knows if we know they're there, he knows they're there. You know, and everything. So, I don't know. I see military arrest. I really do. I see military action fixing to probably take place.
Well, taking place with these helicopter. I mean, these planes. You know, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Well, Russell watched the latest two broadcasts from this guy that does this, and there's activity at Gitmo.
Yes, but that activity at Gitmo has picked up quite a bit. But there's been a lot of weird shit going on at Gitmo for about the last year and a half. I can't call out names or give any sources, but a longtime buddy was sent there, and he has absolutely no background in military policing or anything like that. He's hardcore operator, and they've been moving some of those guys in there like that. So I don't know exactly what's up, but something is definitely on the horizon. And I would probably have to agree. It's probably going to have to be the military that makes these arrests, because the FBI and AG Barr are tits on a boar hog. They are absolutely useless.
Yep.
In my humble opinion.
I agree. And a lot of other people that I've seen on our Twitter agree with you, Russell, because they're like, you know, AG Barr just sitting there, and like Carmelita was saying last night, her and I were talking, Trump can do the 14th Amendment right now. I'll call in the Insurrection Act and make these military arrests, and that's what's going to have to happen.
But I don't know, what are your thoughts on that hurricane?
I didn't hear what he said.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you have any faith in Barr, or do you think the military is going to have to go in and make these arrests?
I think that they're working together. I think that, you know, I believe in the alliance. You know, they've had this plan going on a long the whole time, and so I think what they're doing is going to do it. I've always said I thought it was going to be. I think it might have been scheduled for the day after election. Actually, you know, but I think because of contingencies, because of the fraud, they anticipated it. But I think they kind of anticipated for every single one of these moves, and they already even had the evidence for the damn election and stuff, you know? And so, you know, like Joseph said, they know they're at the top, they know they're bottom. But the only way to do this, if you're going to drain the swamp, because they're so vile and so corrupt, and I was listening to that tape a while ago from that one show, you know, where that guy says, I'm going to bring down the whole damn corrupt temple. I'm going to bring it all down, and it's going to be biblical.
Right.
You know that one? And
yeah.
I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to do a multi-pronged strike, and I think they're going to hit.
Ann, where'd you go?
Ann, are you there?
Yeah.
She's still.
Did you
dial
the dog in?
You broke up.
We're having some real bad problems with the reception. We think that the government's trying to stop people from getting information, because my neighbor noticed that they have different internet, they have different cell phones, but yet at the same time when all their stuff goes out, all of our stuff goes out too, you know? And so, and then she called me about 2 days ago. She goes, oh no, it's happening again. And then sure enough, it hit us too. And I'm like, I think they're doing this where I'm hearing all these people with all these problems, you know, slow download, stuff won't pull up. And all this stuff's coming out. Like, he's an indictment, but there's actually a warrant for Joe Biden's arrest in Ukraine. And I knew about this before the election, but it was redacted. But I already knew about this going on. But they unredacted it, I guess, today. And so there's actually a warrant, and they're investigating John Bolton and
his
phone calls. So he's we already knew he was crooked when he came out with his book, right? He says that they have a book deal, that's the way, like, George Soros or whoever it is, China or whatever, how they're paying them off, that's how they get their payoffs, is through these book deals that nobody ever fucking buys these books, you know?
Hey, we got Beverly on, and we can bring her on. But, Virgil, what do you think? You've been quiet. You're never quiet.
Well, I don't know what to think about all of this anymore, Joseph. I really don't. You know, you hear so many things and you read so many things, but you don't really see nothing getting done. I'm just going to wait and see what the Supreme Court says, and we're gonna take it from there. That's all we can do.
Right.
That's
hey,
all
Beth,
we can
how you
do.
Doing?
Good night, mate.
Long time
Good
no hear, girlfriend.
Doing?
Hey, mate.
Hey,
good day.
Bev, what is Australia think about all this? I mean, what is your thoughts on, you know, from overseas? How do you guys look at it?
Oh, it's a load of bullshit. Trump, he's got to win. We're all stuffed. Even my Prime Minister's acknowledged Biden as the POTUS, and plans to come out to America earlier in the year, in the new year, to meet him.
Yeah,
what
are
you
hearing? They're doing the same thing here. They're trying to anoint Biden. You hear this from the office of the president-elect. There is no friggin' such thing as the office of the president-elect. There never was. There never has been. It's not even constitutional.
Yeah.
But this is some of the stuff they're trying to do to give Biden.
He hasn't conceded, and that's up to the Electoral College on the 14th of December, isn't it?
Yeah,
14th of December.
And then can't he override that with the 14th Amendment as well?
Yeah, or the, yeah. You know, what they're doing in Australia right now is horrible. I don't know if y'all know what's going on, but, like, they're like the test – they're like the test subjects for the world. They're like the first test subjects on everything. And pretty soon they're going to make it in Australia, will be the first place that was telling me about this, that they're not even going to be able to travel without having that COVID vaccine. And they're socialized medicine there, right, Bev?
Yeah.
They're trying to do that.
A vaccine passport.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to try to do that here in New Mexico, to where they were talking today. When this vaccine comes out, everybody here is going to have to take it, and if they don't, they don't get to work or go out and travel. You know.
It's not mandatory. What a load of bullshit! Everything else that
Our governor is very corrupt over here. But
they're gonna still allow illegals coming in that haven't been immunized from polio, whooping cough, smallpox, and everything else to go to public schools.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, well, we're just entering a new free trade agreement with China.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'm surprised you guys haven't rebelled over there.
All right, Joseph, stop. You keep talking over Bev every time. She ain't got to talk. Y'all are talking over each other. One at a time.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Beverly.
Go ahead, Bev.
Yeah, well, a lot of our produce have been left on the tarmacs at airports, rock lobsters, you know, barley, wheat. Yeah, there's a lot of produce that they've now not taken from us, but Simple will sell it elsewhere.
Wow.
And then there was news this morning that Scott Morrison signed up to a pact with Japan for defence. Because if Biden gets in, which he won't, he'll leave us like sitting ducks down here. He's not going to intervene. Trump, he will. You know, we've already got troops up
Poor
in
sucks.
The territory. And yeah. No,
sucks all around.
Is the deep state. They suck, you know? I mean, they're just like, I thought it was going to get better with Boris, and he's just turned out to be a real, you know what, the C word, right?
Anyway, I'll pay him. Yeah, there's talk that he is a Freemason, but there's also talk, they reckon, that he wears a tracking device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of these deep state people do. He's not for us. They're all the two-party system is exactly the same.
Wow. Are y'all still on, is Melbourne still on lockdown? What's going on in Victoria?
Oh, yeah, they're not so much in lockdown now, but they still have to wear masks. And it's like 35 degrees here, up around, say, your 80, 90 degrees. Adelaide is the next state that's been affected. They've had quite a few COVID cases there, and they're locking down. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for
you. No, it's crazy.
I thought we had it bad. Wow, Bear. Really.
They were locked down hard. They had it was just really bad. And they had, didn't they have UN police, right, Bev?
They introduced Victoria, whose premier sold out to the Chinese long ago. He brought in a thing called an omnibus bill, which allows UN troops into Victoria. They pushed it a little bit, but yeah.
Wow.
When you see what they're doing to Australia, that's what they're planning on doing to us. So they're always like the test. It's so important what happens there, because what they're doing there is what the stage they're trying to set up for us. You know, it's like their blueprint. I see this happen time after time. So.
Wow.
Well, we're the guinea pigs.
Yep. And speaking of tracking bracelets, Ben, I'm glad you brought that up, because our governor, Pierre, had mentioned the other day that she wants us to start wearing tracking bracelets and stuff once all this goes forward. It's like, oh, hell no. You know?
That's crazy, Jason.
It is. And, well, right now, they're defying the governor's orders as we speak. A lot of businesses decided, nope, they're going to push back and fight. A lot of people are and everything. So, and I live in a liberal state, and believe me, it's bad over here.
So you got, there's no states whatsoever in lockdown like there is here. Are you free to travel from state to state?
Well, they're changing it. They're locking everybody down. They're locking up liberal states right now. They're making them not, like, have 10 people at Thanksgiving, talking about canceling Christmas. But it's just, I think it's just the liberal states that are going psycho. We're not here in Texas, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the same here. You know, it's the liberal. As you know, the Liberals are the Conservatives in Australia, and it's the Liberal states that aren't in lockdown, whereas it's the Labor states, who are the left, states that are getting locked down and seem to get more COVID cases.
Yep, just like here.
Wow. Yep, very much so.
And, you know, it's like I was saying, they had the at first they had the Chinese cops there. I don't know who's got the TV on in the background, but y'all might want to turn it down a little bit, or the radio or something playing on your computer.
Are y'all?
But,
I think that's Russell.
They had the first they had the Chinese police in Australia that were spotted, and then they had the UN show up, and I think that's with them wanting to ban our police, you know, and get rid of our police because they want to bring in the UN, right? Here in America. Crazy.
That's the plan. That's the plan. You know.
Everywhere.
Yep. Well, it's all for one world order. That's what it's for. One world order.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're saying that we'll have the vaccine first. Mm-hmm. We'll be the guinea pigs.
I feel for you, Bev. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll just have to go out camping and living off the land a bit further out in the bush.
Right. Right. Russell, what are your thoughts, brother?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, here in Texas, I've been going to, I've been traveling around quite a bit here lately and stuff, and, I mean, they have the signs up outside, you know, before you go to stores, it's all that kind of stuff, but, even though the signs are all up everywhere, I haven't put a mask on walking into any business in probably 2 weeks now. And nobody said a fucking word to me. I went into Costco the other day, and I was the only motherfucker in the whole place that didn't have a mask on. And nobody said a word to me. So I think the American people are tired of it. They take it all. They're going to take that shit.
I don't wear them in Texas. We haven't been wearing them here in Central Texas. I went to the dollar store today, and I saw a couple people with them and some without them, but I was like, I just brought my baby in and went shopping, because that's bullshit, you know? I'm not even going to play that game with them. I have one if I have to. Like, when I flew, I had to wear an airplane.
From my point of view, you know, I go all over the place, you know. I don't walk in wearing one. I don't even carry one. I should carry one. I should carry my respirator in there with me, because some of them bathrooms are just nasty fucking funky. And,
You know, you're holding your nose the whole time you're in there. But, I mean, as far as walking in the door, getting a cup of coffee, going to get a biscuit in the morning or whatever, I don't wear that goddamn thing. I'm not going to wear it. You know,
right.
Because it's stupid. It's stupid. I mean, I see people driving their cars. I mean, up and down the highway, driving their cars with their mask on, and they're the only one in the car.
I see that here a lot.
And especially up north. Up north, when you get to going north of Pennsylvania, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, something in the water or something, but, I mean, thank God we have a north, okay? A north to keep those people up there away from the south.
Because
I mean, they are just ate up with the dumbass.
I got a story for you, Virgil. A buddy of mine who's a truck driver, he's an owner operator like you, Virgil. I think he's got 2, maybe 3 trucks, and he drives one of them, of course, through Louisiana. And I forget what city said it was in, but they pulled into a pilot, and they had one of these off-duty sheriffs walking there, and he walked in, and the sheriff goes, "You got to put a mask on." Of course, then Michael's ex-Army, Delta, he's a Delta boy, and he goes, "Well, the only way you're going to get put a mask on me is to kill me." And Deputy got all cocked and shit, said he was going to call in backup, and backup never showed or whatever, and the off-duty cop, sheriff, whatever he was there, finally backed down, and Michael went in and took care of his business. They stand up to these fuckers.
Yep.
You know, but nobody do it. They're too busy complying because it's for the good of all.
So, oh, did you guys hear the latest one from Pussy today?
It had to be either the pilot on 49 in Bunky or the pilot in Lake Charles or the pilot in Denham Springs.
I think it might have been Denham Springs.
Denham Springs, yeah, they're famous for that. That wasn't no off-duty cop. That was a rent-a-cop. That was a rent-a-cop.
Oh, what?
You know. Let me tell you something. Denham Springs is in Livingston Parish. You know what a girl says after having sex in Livingston Parish?
Uh-uh.
Hey, Grandpa, roll over and light me one of your Marlboros.
Right.
Livingston Parish, Louisiana, is famous for two things. World famous for two things: crystal methamphetamine and pedophiles. That is Livingston Parish. We have one of the biggest cases in the United States, second to only Epstein, going on in Livingston Parish right now, between a school teacher and her husband that was a lieutenant on the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Department SWAT team.
Yep.
Over 200 charges. 200 charges, and they're gaining more every day.
Well.
So, yep. So, you know. But, you know,
back to what we're talking about there. So, I have no doubt that Sidney Powell is 100% correct in what she's saying. She's not going to ruin her reputation, go out there and blow bullshit. So,
exactly.
We've got this going on. They've already literally found thousands of votes in Georgia that were never counted, predominantly Trump votes.
We know the software and how it works. She's got one of the originators of the software who set it up in Venezuela, and she watched it being used here. She's come forward. She's ready to testify. We've got the servers in Germany. What's that background noise? Got the servers in Germany and Spain, and mm-hmm. I just do not see any way possible for them not to be arresting people right now. And
right.
That's what really got me going right now. Why isn't this happening now?
Well, in fact, we were saying, Russell, is that I think what's going to happen is Trump, you know, Carmelita and I talked about this. The Lucretius talked about this on her show a lot. Is Trump's going to have to call in the military, going to have to do military arrest and everything, which that will happen and everything. But, you know, y'all are forgetting one thing. There's this little thing in the Constitution called posse comitatus, okay, which clearly states that the military cannot be turned against its own citizens. You see, you're talking about a very sensitive area here,
mm-hmm.
you see. And now Trump, you know, Trump is going to do this. Trump is going to do that. Trump has had 4 fucking years to clean house, and he didn't do it. He half-assed done the job. He should have fired every goddamn swinging dick from down to the goddamn last janitor that was hired under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wouldn't have this problem right now. You see, if he pick an attorney general, if he pick an attorney general that had some balls, you know, Hillary wouldn't be walking around. She'd be in Guantanamo Bay right now.
Mm-hmm.
Comey would be in Guantanamo Bay. All these people would be in federal prison. But he hired this Fred Flintstone look-alike, sorry son of a bitch, that ain't done shit.
Exactly.
I mean, the one before him was a pitiful piece of shit, and he's a pitiful piece of shit. So, I mean, you know, all of these smoke and mirrors and everything, all these little small fish getting arrested and all of this to put on the smoking dog and pony show, you know, let's see some trophies. Let's see some wall hangers. Let's see some wall hangers walking into the courthouses.
And
you know, show me something.
Here's some breaking news. Mitch McConnell has promised an orderly transition. So we know where McConnell
is. Yeah, I read that today.
Not that we haven't known all along, but
I had to laugh when I was watching a clip, a link. And a girl was getting interviewed, and her dog even voted for Biden. How applicable. Did you see that one, Hurricane?
The hurricane dropped off. I think her phone died. You see, people, this not only affects America. Okay? Let me give you the scenario.
No.
Biden-Harris gets in office. Okay? The Paris Climate Accord goes back into play. The Iran nuclear deal goes back into play. So that automatically puts the spot on Israel. Okay? The Muslim Brotherhood is once again going to get a blank check. They're going to be smuggling these weapons into the occupied territories and in lower Lebanon where these scumbags hide. There's going to be major rocket attacks in Israel, and they're going to get fed up with it. They're going to get tired of it, and bam, they're going to do something. Israel does not go to the UN for shit when they get pissed off.
Right.
They just load up the planes, and it's wheels up in 5 minutes. And then, trust me, I know. I've seen the measure of Israeli resolve, because I'm going to tell you what. When they get the red ass and they go to dropping them cluster bombs all over the place, you better get the fuck out of the way. That's all I tell you.
Yeah, right.
And they are going to do it. If Iran starts their shit again, because all of this traces back to Iran,
mm-hmm. all of this aggression against Israel traces to Iran and Saudi Arabia. Once they do that, that violates the Arab-Israeli peace accord. You're going to have Syria involved. Egypt's going to get involved. Saudi Arabia's going to get involved. All of these Muslim nations are going to once gang up against Israel again, and we're just going to have a whole new ball game of instability in the Middle East. It's a powder keg.
Yep.
And don't expect NATO or the UN to get involved in this shit, because they're not. And it's not only going to be that, it's going to be worldwide chaos if Creepy Joe and the hoe get in the office.
Yep.
It's going to be worldwide chaos. I'm telling you right now, the United States, it's going to turn our economy upside down, and you're going to have people getting arrested for all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit. You're gonna see child pornography on the shelves in the video stores, on TV, everything else. They're gonna legalize. They're gonna say it's a sexual orientation. These abortion clinics, they're gonna pop up. They're gonna have abortion clinics like McDonald's and Burger King. Wow. You're not gonna be able to spit without hitting one.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be major havoc. I mean, you talk about a monkey wrench in the gearbox. Joe Biden is that monkey wrench. I'm telling you, and he's gonna be used up as the fall guy for this entire operation, with Hillary and Obama pulling the fucking strings.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
Anyway, fellas, I
gotta
get going.
Well, Beverly, thank you for calling in. We miss you.
Yeah, darling, appreciate you calling in. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, take it easy, fellas. Oh, you are there. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, before you hang up, I was going to tell you on that executive order that I was talking about. It also talks about spreading propaganda and false information to intentionally mess up elections. So I seriously think that they're going to take down these major media outlets. And I saw where AT&T was selling stocks of CBS, ABC, and Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hang on. I read that.
Puppy Nagy's own channel.
I read that since you turned me on to it. I read that stuff. I watched that. And I mean, it's all there, but time is running out quickly. When are they going to do something?
Right.
Once the election is certified, it's over.
That's it. Yep, you're right.
We're running up on that date real fast. So, I mean, when are they going to move to do something?
All right. You know, Russell. I'll see you later then. Toodaloo, mate. Are you leaving, Bev?
Yeah, I've got to go for blood tests and whatever.
All right.
You know, Russell, you can always tell.
I love you, Bev.
You can always tell when the American people get nervous as all get out. Mention my name, you'll get a good seat.
right.
Leave a quarter on the counter. I cannot find, out of all the years, I cannot find not one round of .308 ammunition anymore. I mean, every place is sold out. 80% lower receivers, the aluminum ones. Now I can get them trashy ass polymer ones. Sold out. Sold out. These major companies, like Bush, Bushmaster, and all the rest of them, Smith and Wesson, Sig, they're buying all the receivers and machining them out. I mean, they are producing AR-15s and AR-10s like you would not believe, Russell. And
I could confirm
that. These are flying off the shelves. These are flying off the shelves.
Right, I can confirm that.
I understand that, but what I was wanting to hear from Ann was what her thoughts are when they're going to take action because time is running out.
Well, I can assure you that one thing I do believe is that there's a reason why Trump was always surrounded by the military, you know, with the Marines and stuff, you know. And so I think that he is going to probably use this military to have a swift and do some quick arrest and take care of his people. And we've got Sidney Powell, we've got courts going on. This information's all coming out. So I'm sure that he knows the timeline and he'll get it put out in time to, you know, do what he has to do, which is, one, this is what he really wants to do. What Trump's main objective for the last 4 years, one of his main goals, has been for the people to see. Because only then can they see what they accept, because this is so freaking huge. You're talking about the media. You're talking about this is transformation. It's huge, you know? And we have no choice, because if he doesn't make an example out of all these motherfuckers, it will never stop. This is, you know, subversion, it's treason. And with this executive order that I'm telling y'all about, it really goes after the, you know, points out with the propaganda, specifically insinuating on the media, you know, and that they're complicit with this foreign government, China, to do this, you know.
And also,
so,
big dick, too.
But he's been wanting people to see. And the only way that he can make people understand this is they have to see it with their own freaking eyes, the corruption and the deceit and the lies, and he has to just let them go through with this because that's the only way. Otherwise, and he's trying to save lives. He's also like, oh, is to save lives, you know. And the less violence and the less uprighting and the more awareness he can get is the less violence for the people. Ultimately, our well-being is his number one concern.
And if the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings weren't enough for the American people to see what is going on, what else you got to do? Drop a nuclear bomb? The impeachment hearings?
I think they did just drop a nuclear bomb, saying that they're exposing these voting machines and have insiders that were helping develop the software and was there on Ground Zero, personally witnesses two different elections in Venezuela go completely into socialist, and they have the evidence for all of this and the testimony. That is the nuclear bomb. But then answering Russell's question, I think it's going to be a multi-pronged attack. So I think that Barr, he's being so quiet. And remember we talked about the art of war last night. When you're strong, act weak, okay? He's moving like water. We don't know what's going on. You don't see his hand. They're not leaking. House is clean. And about a few days ago, Q just posted Durham. And then all of a sudden, we see all this military activity in the air, okay? So I really think some shit is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing it up here at my place, you know, because I live right by a base. And I've been seeing lots of, you know, look like maneuvers going on up here.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like I said, I don't know really what to say about any of this. Let me ask you a question.
If the military's arresting them, isn't it different than if they're arrested by police? I mean, they don't have to just disclose it like they do if you're down at this. I mean, am I right or wrong?
Well,
how does that work?
Like,
the military, if they're doing Gitmo, they could just take them, right?
Well, I mean, you know, Trump has got the Patriot Act. I mean, he's had the Patriot Act for 4 years now. Why hasn't he used it? I mean, you know, all of this is just—it's beyond belief that he let this go on like this for so long, and he signed executive order after executive order after executive order, and you know, it's just. To me, it's like it's like closing the barn door after the damn horse done run out. Too little, too late.
Yep.
Well, there's reasons for everything, but, you know, we just got to see it all play out. Like you said, Russell said earlier, we just got to sit back and watch, see what happens.
Well, it's like everybody's sitting at the dice game and everybody's rolling the bones at the same time, yelling they won, you know. And then how does that end up? That ends up with straight razor switchblades and 22s getting pulled out, and somebody's gonna die. You know, I mean, this is all just one big game of confusion. It's a bird's nest. It's the worst thing I've ever seen, you know, in my 57 years on God's green earth in this country.
Right. And you know what's funny? I was talking about it earlier, is that right on here after this virus is released, we're getting hit big time again, like before. Have you noticed that? With all these cases going on everywhere, we're getting hit.
All of these cases going on, people are going into the hospital because they have, it's the flu, it's the cold and flu season. It's the change in the weather and everything. And they're saying, oh, these people are going in, they got COVID, they got this, they got that, yada, yada, yada. Hospitals are overwhelmed. A lot of people are going to the hospitals and clinics to get the goddamn flu shots.
Yep. And you know what? I just got over the flu this weekend. I mean, you know, yeah, it is flu season. I agree.
Every time school starts, they just started letting the kids back in school. Every year, it's germ warfare. The kids come home sick. They get the whole house sick. Everybody's sick. And in a week or two, everybody's over it and everything's normal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, how come they're not showing all these people getting thrown off the ambulances and rushed into the emergency room again with the COVID, all of this shit here? How come they're not showing that again, the propaganda and everything? Because it ain't happening. It ain't happening. They're cooking the books. They're cooking the books.
Exactly. And you know what, Russ Virgil? Like I said in the beginning of the show, when this server in Germany and stuff got seized, it showed part of it today. It showed that these numbers are kicked up. And this is bogus. It's bullshit.
Well, you see, there the way I heard it explained today was for these machines to work, to know how many votes they have to turn the other way, they use an algorithm. Okay.
Yep.
But
yep.
Trump got so many votes that the algorithm wasn't compensating for the amount of votes that Trump was getting. So that's why they shut down the count in all those states that they did. So they could, I don't know what, how to fix the algorithm, you know, whatever the case is. But according to what they've learned from the server sometime, Trump won in a mega landslide, like 410 electrical votes.
Yep.
I'm sorry, electoral votes to 132 or something for Biden. But it was, I mean, you know, so I don't know. At this point, all we can do is watch and hope and see what happens. I pray that hurricane strikes and hammer's fixing to fall. But if it doesn't, you know, our president till January the 20th, everybody take a deep breath. Get used to confidence, get ready for what's coming. Because these guys are so power hungry and corrupt that they're going to move so fast to destroy everything that's been done that you won't recognize this country by midsummer.
Yep.
Oh, no. The Supreme Court will get packed. We'll have 11 justices instead of 9. And all of a sudden, we're going to do away with the Electoral College and we're just going to go with the popular vote. So all of your votes in the Midwest, North, South, whatever, you may as well not even bother to vote because it won't count. Everybody in New York and California is going to run the fucking show.
Yep.
And so then, you're going to have a socialism monarchy in the United States. Okay. So now we've got socialism bliss. Okay, you don't need your guns anymore. You don't need your weapons anymore. So you're going to have to turn them in. You know, you're going to have to get or we're going to confiscate them and we're going to put you in jail. We're going to get your kids to rat on you in school to see if you're hiding any weapons. And little boys are going to be taught that it's okay to have sex with other little boys. And little girls are going to be taught that it's okay for a grown man, 60 years old, to touch them anywhere, any way that they want. And we're going to be able to use any bathroom that we want. You know, pedophiles are going to be able to walk into the girls' bathroom, do whatever they want. And like I say, child pornography will not be illegal anymore. And it's just gonna be a land of Sodom and Gomorrah from California to New York. That's what we're gonna have.
Hey guys, I got an early day tomorrow, so I'm gonna have to buzz out of here.
All right.
I gotta go to you.
What is that time? I'm gonna catch me a look.
I'm going to catch me a little cat nap. My clock is going to turn over. My log's going to turn over. I'm running recap right now at midnight. So I got to get down to Reserve, Louisiana. And then I'm taking about 3 or 4 days off, and then I'll be back in the game again.
Till Biden makes diesel illegal.
All right.
I'll have to get me one of them little Amish wagons, you know, or run me like a Teamsters wagon, you know, across the country. Give me some Clydesdales.
Right. But all right, well, we'll go ahead and shut the show down. We'll be back Thursday night, and y'all just hang in there. We'll see what happens. Let it play out, and we'll go ahead and sign off. Virgil, you be safe out there on the road. All right, brother.
All right, man.
All right, we'll catch y'all later. So good night, America.